This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, first it was the Senate Majority Leader, He wants to be the Majority Leader. Chuck Schumer. Harry Reid actually bypassed Dick Durbin to give it to old Chucky. Democrats are cronies to the very end. He put out this opinion that the impeachment really isn't a real reason for Trump not to go ahead and push forward with some gun control. Apparently, congressional Democrats didn't consider to themselves, you know, if we try to fire somebody from a job he was elected to by a plurality of Americans and an electoral college, if we try to get rid of him, there's not going to be any legislative consequences, surely to God. But now it's the Democratic media stenographers who want to try to shame Trump into giving Democrats something they really, really want, despite their existential attack on his presidency. See, they think they had him leaning their way, at least on a red flag incentive bill and some form of background checks. But now, first of all, we had Barr with his trial balloon idea meetings. News broke that Trump had asked Ukrainian President Zelensky for a favor to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter over the latter's work in a Ukrainian energy company. Then Politico reported the senators working on bipartisan gun reform began to get radio silence from the White House about their plans. Then House Speaker Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry against Trump. Now the president is using impeachment as a bat, and he is knocking away expectations that the White House will support gun control legislation. He said recently at the United Nations, she's not interested in guns. Nancy Pelosi is not interested in guns and gun protection or gun safety. So if Pelosi was interested in that, Trump implied, she'd be focusing on legislative priorities instead of an impeachment inquiry. And that particular Wednesday, which was last week? I don't know. Tomorrow I'm going to have Diana Mueller on the show to talk about this. She was the lady that sat there and told them, I will not comply. Remember her in that judiciary meeting? On that, before Trump spoke, the Democrats held a hearing to debate banning assault weapons. Then there was a press briefing at the UN. Trump turned to Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who I've been dealing with on guns, and Murphy's now too busy wasting time on the witch hunt to legislate. Oh, goodness gracious, I love it. Right now, in the House, the subpoenas are flying like feces in the monkey cage. If you've ever had your picture taken with Trump, anybody named Trump, if you've ever walked past a Trump Tower, I mean, there's a better than even chance the Democrats will demand answers and documents from you in the coming weeks. But wait a minute. What if we turn the tables on them? Democrats are searching for anything to validate their push for impeachment. They're only missing any evidence to justify the foregone conclusion they're gearing everything toward. It's stunning what a political party will do when they don't have a real candidate to put forward, a serious candidate with any sort of charisma and any agenda that anybody supports. When they, you know, when they don't have that, then they got to go ahead and go after the person that's going to win. And with that in mind, they have embraced the ancient art of making blank up. I can't say it. So, hearings with no questions asked to elicit any information. Just political speeches delivered one soundbite at a time. Flat out lies and fantasy portrayed as parody broadcast across the country with no journalistic pushback. It's basically a joke that everyone whose job it is to know is no better has been ignoring. But there is one thing Republicans could do that wouldn't be ignored. Put a few of those Democrats under oath. We used to have this idea, they called it mutually assured destruction. And that worked in the Cold War. But it also worked in politics in general, detente. Dirty tricks and lies have always had their place. But now, you know, That's all the money they got now on the left. So making them pay up, even a little, might be the only way to restore some semblance of sanity. And we're beginning to see that. Giuliani is a master at it. I love watching him get interviewed by these guys. But witnesses before congressional committees must be sworn in, must swear to tell the truth under the penalty of perjury. Members of Congress who ask the question take no such oath. They're free to lie. And lie freely. While they're dragging anyone they can think of in front of nearly every committee in the House, desperately looking for anything to justify their political Hail Mary, maybe the Senate could involve themselves in a hunt for truth. There's nothing stopping Republicans in the Senate from calling somebody like Adam Schiff to testify before some relevant committee, perhaps the Judiciary Committee. The House handles impeachment, but the Senate has oversight duties as well. And Democrats like Schiff have been making declarative statements about crimes and improper activities, like he has secret and firsthand knowledge of activity. The country would be sort of nice to know this. So after all, if Schiff has, like he said several times, evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, well, we should be asking him to produce it under oath. Then there's the curious case of how Schiff was tweeting out the Democratic Party's latest impeachment narrative involving Ukraine weeks before he publicly claimed to have learned about the phone call he parodied in the House last week. And I want to see him testify about that under oath. Testifying under perjury. Penalty of perjury. About what he knew and when did he know it. Democrats dragged Corey Lewandowski up to the Hill for a hearing with no other point than to embarrass him and the president, which backfired on them really badly. So maybe that favor should be returned by the Senate Republicans. Schiff has made all kinds of statements about all kinds of presidential crimes, claiming to have seen the evidence himself. Don't we deserve to know what he knows? He and the other Democrats, especially those Democrats with press credentials, will express outrage over this. They'd even likely try to challenge it in court, but they really shouldn't. Because Trump has released everything related to the phone call with the Ukrainian president. And, you know, Democrats insist it's somehow a high crime and misdemeanor. So Democrats wouldn't try to obstruct an investigation seeking proof they declare they found, right? Adam Schiff is a liar. But he never opens himself up to any interview where he'll be asked about it. You know, he just sits with friendly journalists who don't press or call him out. So either he knows something he doesn't, has proof of, or he doesn't, and the American people ought to know. That's something Lindsey Graham could actually work on. Maybe you should look at that instead of red flags. There's a red flag waving right in front of you right now, Senator. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Responding to a question from an 18-year-old March for Our Lives activist from Milwaukee, Senator Elizabeth Warren declared that if elected president, she would reduce gun deaths by 80% in less than a decade. Let's hear it for her. Yes, that's quite the thing to accomplish, yeah, in less than a decade. The young activist pointed out the March for Our Lives PEEPS plan calls for reducing gun-related deaths by 50% in 10 years. But Warren's plan, which has promised the 80% reduction, was vague on the timeline. 8 years, said Warren, adding that's known as two terms as president. You know. But the question remains, how is Elizabeth Warren going to do this? How's she going to achieve this result? By treating guns like America treated cars in the 1960s, she said. Back then, Americans decided to do something about automobile deaths, and they didn't do just one or two things. We came back and came back to it and came back to it. We studied what worked and what didn't work, and over time, we reduced deaths by auto by more than 80%. So you see, Elizabeth, she knows how to change the nature of man by coming back to it and back to it and back to it. She believes that when it comes to gun control, it's going to take the same open-ended approach to reduce gun-related deaths, which sounds like she'll support trying anything if she thinks it might help. What if it violates the constitutional rights of normal Americans, Elizabeth? Well, she laughed that one off when it came to her proposal to limit gun purchases to one per month, telling moderator Craig Melvin, the Supreme Court has said multiple times we can put restrictions on the sale of guns, so I don't think this one is a problem at all. She then went on to include banning the most commonly sold rifle in the country and requiring background checks on all transfers of firearms as similarly unproblematic, constitutionally speaking, but that's just because she's a leftist. One of her campaign themes is changing the power structure in Washington, and she brought that up to explain why if gun control is so popular, it never passes through Congress. It's the fault of who has power, according to Warren, and right now we have a government that works really well for the gun industry and not for your family, and we've got to change that in 2020. The real reason the gun control hasn't passed Congress in more than 20 years is the same reason you haven't seen a lot of gun control laws passed at the state level either, except in deep blue enclaves. Most people don't think gun control laws will do much good even if they support them. Most of the places that have added gun control laws already had gun control laws. Like, I know there was a lot of clamoring going on about the New York Safe Act when it came around. And I know how it was passed, and I know that it was a very opportunistic thing to do. But at the same time, I don't think New York City was actually, you know, gun carrier central prior to that either. They had the Sullivan Act already in place. When people actually do get a chance to vote on things like universal background checks, the votes are far closer than opinion polls would suggest. That's because opinion polls are propaganda. She originally danced around the question of why she supports gun rationing, offering instead a rambling definition of the various forms of gun violence. But when she was pressed, she claimed that limiting gun purchases to one per month keeps people from bulking up in the middle of a crisis, which is the strangest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Most of the arguments in favor of a gun rationing law attempt to justify it on the basis of reducing firearm trafficking, not trying to prevent people from bulking up. Maybe she's thinking about how heavy the AR-15s are, you know, because Sheila Jackson Lee said so. Why would, what kind of a crisis would it not be good for the government, for the citizens of the United States, to be prepared to bulk up and take care of things themselves? What, which one would that be? And right now, Elizabeth Warren stands a very good chance of becoming the Democratic gunrunner. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Front runner. Gun grabber. Democratic gun grabber front runner. There you go. She has the crowd energized. You just heard Bernie Sanders. He's out of the race. Okay? He had, if he had a heart attack, he had a really mild one because, you don't come back from a heart attack, a real serious heart attack in 3 days. But a mild heart attack is a, those don't happen to people that are taking really good care of themselves. Okay? Take it from someone. I had a heart attack. I had the first heart attack was very mild. I went in there and they did the whole balloon cath thing and sent me home and said, yeah, well, you had a very, very mild heart attack. But you're probably going to have another one because you have this thing called a lower branch bundle blockage. And they told me that. They said, hey, Bill, you have a lower branch bundle blockage. And I said, wow, what a good idea. I'll take up smoking. Drink, eat a bunch of junk. Stop working out. Is that a good idea? So Bernie's out. Bernie is out of this, and now it is left to Pocahontas. And so here she goes. She's going to take over the leftist. Bernie was a little too old. You know, Bernie wasn't feeling the burn anymore either. But she'll siphon off some more of his support, and she's going to emerge as the front runner. And gun owners, you should read up on her gun control plan. You really should. Because something very similar could be coming to a Democratic Party platform plank in a matter of months. Although, also remember this about any sort of gun control she's pushing out here in the blue lens. That's not going to sell very well. But you still need to know about it. You still need to know what she wants. That's what you should be doing right about now. But you know, Pocahontas. I just, anyway, you can't bulk up in times of a national crisis. Why wouldn't, that would be a good idea. Why wouldn't it be a good idea to be able to repel? We got to be able to repel, Elizabeth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some strong words for Turkey.
Turkey is our NATO ally. Yes, it hosts millions of Syrian refugees and has a legitimate security concern about the situation in Syria. But Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable. This violence needs to end.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, says he doesn't intend to comply with the congressional subpoena for documents, escalating his battle with House Democrats who were seeking records as part of their impeachment inquiry. Vice President Mike Pence's office said late on Tuesday they will not comply with the request from the House to turn over documents related to the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president. The Democrats have not responded to Pence's letter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The communists, I'm sorry, Democrats, are experiencing the giddy delight because they finally got up the gumption to push the big red impeachment button. Their moment of stupid joy is going to pass. It's a dumb idea. And very soon they're going to regret it. This sorry scenario brings to mind the Napoleon's his advice to never interrupt your enemy when he, she, or Z is making a mistake. And if the cheesy performance art piece that is this bogus scandal wasn't so poisonous to the body politic, it would be absolutely hilarious. And right now, the Democrats are thrilled because they're finally free of the tyranny of fairness and the honesty and coherence, and they can indulge in their deepest fantasies of frog marching the Donald out of the Oval Office to be replaced with felonium pantsuit. Wait, they can't do that. They would replace Donald with Mike Pence, who will probably do the same things that have made Trump so successful without all the tweeting. You see, they haven't really thought all this through. The Democrats are basically the proverbial dog that chases a car and finally catches it, then thinks, influent terrier, Okay, now what the hell do I do with it? Only this analogy breaks down because dogs are cool, and so are cars. Except for Priuses, packing coexist or faded I'm with her bumper stickers. In contrast, all Democrats are lame. And, you know, what's the plan here? They seem to be making up as they sort of staggered along down the path. They latched onto this Ukraine thing about Bolivia boy Biden and just went with it without taking a moment to consider that outside their perverted coastal blue enclaves, people are going to look at him and think he's not the innocent victim of bad orange man, but that he's a crack-huffing, sibling, widow-diddling weirdo. Where is Hunter Biden right now, anyway? If we have an actual media that wasn't a garbage coterie of Democratic transcriptionists, we'd be seeing a dozen TV vans parked outside whatever flophouse he's squatting in right about now. But we do have a media that's a garbage coterie of Democratic transcriptionists. And guess what? Regular people see that as well. This impeachment idea is going to bite them in the schumer because it's just so dumb that it can't possibly resonate with people that are just normal. You know, when you listen to some of the other radio out there, like, you know, I heard a caller, and you couldn't remember, but when you were listening to all of the failings here, of the supposed, you know, the president's supposed failings, the guest said, asked if she was bothered by the fact that this guy who's probably spent less time in Ukraine than most people in the military have spent anywhere, got himself a $50,000 a moon sinecure on an oligarch's board while daddy happened to be the beep. And, of course, she said no. Normal people would look at that sort of situation and say, you know, that's sort of shady. You cannot objectively assess this scenario and believe it's totally normal. I'm sure when he's not face-diving into a towering heap of Medellin Go powder, Hunter probably brings a lot to the table that has nothing to do with Pappy Joe being the vice president. The only people who actually believe this are, to use the clinical term, idiots. They make up a small but loud contingent of people. The people behind this exercise in futility are mostly the cynical leftists online and in D.C. who will play along with what they know is a joke, hoping they can undo 2016. So do the cruise-shilling Frito-Con hacks of Conservative Inc., who are eager to sign on and shed their dignity publicly. They usually only do that behind closed doors, since, as Ace of Spades teaches, the shame is part of the kink. Because they want to salvage their swamp status. But everybody else is just stupid. We're supposed to be outraged at Trump. Tried to have his lawyers dig up dirt on his political opponents, that he consulted with foreign governments to do so, that he used the power of his office to influence the election. Wasn't that the whole Russian thing? Are we redoing this one now? So basically, when the Dems do it, it's a crucial quest for justice. And when Trump does it, oh my gosh, the norms, they're broken. Sure. The media is going to try to chill out the terrified Purple District Dems with soothing polls that explain how the majority of Americans love the idea of impeachment. They just got to figure out how to spell it right, because the lies are always the same. Just don't look at those crosstabs too closely. And now impeachment is probably super popular in the big blue dumb states like California and New York. But that kind of poll skewing implies that this cluster is not so popular in normal places. You know, the places where the election actually is decided. After all, Trump can lose California and New York by 20 points and still win. And he can lose California and New York by 40 points and he can still win. And the Dems are going to flunk out of the Electoral College yet again. Right now, it's all fun and games. Schiff is in the spotlight, and he loves that. The media is collectively wetting themselves. And the House is going to eventually vote 218 to 217. Nancy will give as many purples a pass as she can to pull the trigger. And then it will go over to the murdered turtle's lair. And the first thing that Senate Majority Leader McConnell will do is issue a subpoena to Hunter Biden to come and chat at the trial. How much fun is that going to be? You know, Hunter might actually show up. And I don't like that his name is Hunter. My dog, who loves me unconditionally, his name is Hunter, too. But let's just call him Gropey Joe's snortunate son. He might actually show up if the invitation comes from somebody that I sometimes call Cocaine Mitch. He might be like, hey, okay, yeah, I'm going to go to that one. This gambit that they have taken, since most of you have guns, you know what a squib load is. So, you know, when you have a squib load, you know, okay, drop the magazine and don't pull that trigger again no matter what you do. Not because you're concerned with saving the gun. You don't want to blow your hand apart. That would be my thing. So these guys have fired a squib load, and because they do everything, they've been doing everything under the sun to try to find something that they can nail him with, anything, whatever it can be, they have not noticed that they fired this squib load, and they are going to pull the trigger again. And then they're going to be looking at a stump where their hand used to be. And it's not going to be very geometrically, you know, it's not going to be uniform. It's going to be messy. Yeah, it's going to be messy. So, yeah. This is impeachment stupidity. If President Trump had done something that he deserved to be impeached for, I would expect him to be impeached. The only thing he's done was he got elected. That's it. And the Democrats cannot let that go. And this is a bad time in the country to realize that. This is a really bad time. But the fight still has to continue. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Multiple protest groups are planning to hold counter demonstrations when Trump hosts a campaign rally in Minneapolis day after tomorrow. Among those planning protests include Antifa. I wonder if I could get Genesis to fly me up there just so I could be in the middle of the street waving something around that has a muzzle device on the end of it. In a call online, Antifa wants members of the anti-capitalist bloc to come out in force to disrupt the event. Trump is having, the message says. Trump is having a campaign rally in downtown Minneapolis. He wants to keep America great, but America is canceled. Join us to celebrate with an anti-capitalist bloc. Bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your crew, and come prepared to disrupt the nightmare that is Trump. Counter-protests in response to Trump's rallies have gotten to the point where police have needed to deploy anti-riot tactics. During an August 2017 rally in Phoenix, a video went viral after police shot a pepper ball at a protester in the groin who kicked a tear gas can back at them. Other rallies, like the one in Chicago during the 2016 presidential election, was canceled at the last minute after counter-protesters continued to file into the arena and fights broke out between them and Trump supporters. So then we got this from the president. Antifa pursues their... this is from a campaign official, excuse me. Antifa pursues their extreme agenda through violence, fear, and intimidation. Their dangerous tactics should be condemned, not supported. We know that President Trump's supporters will once again be happy and peaceful as they celebrate their love for America and support the president. Minneapolis Police Chief Mediara Arredondo said in a statement, his department will be focused on our primary responsibility to ensure the public safety of all who participate in practicing their First Amendment rights, which include freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and peaceable assembly. He then said, I will must emphasize that criminal conduct by anyone, including private property damage, will not be tolerated. Those individuals choosing to engage in such illegal behavior will be arrested, and we will work with our criminal justice agencies to ensure they're properly charged to the full extent of the law. Other groups planning to be there in Minneapolis, and everybody in at Genesis, stay out of their way. Other groups planning on protesting Israel include the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Anti-War Committee, Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Jamar, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. This all according to Newsweek. And this is all for nothing. This is all for nothing. It's been nearly 3 years since Trump's inauguration. And now the Democrats have finally mustered up the courage to go full throttle into impeachment mode, sort of. Haven't voted for it. They just, you know, they've sort of skipped that step. They actually have to hold a vote in order for that to go forward. But they've gone forward without the vote. So, you know, all right. So much for due process, right? Yeah. So proceeding from his whistleblower-stricken phone call, which we now know worked, the whistleblower worked for a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. I heard that somewhere. So even though the Ukrainian president stated at a press conference with Trump that went in talks with the president over Hunter and Joe Biden's Ukrainian scandal, he was not pressured as it relates to United States aid to Ukraine. Despite that, they're going on. And that's a really big factor. That's a really important factor without the quid pro quo. So they're proceeding full force, and it couldn't be better for the president. If the economy doesn't seal it for the over-the-fence soccer moms, the humiliation of Democrats cannibalizing themselves with this impeachment would flip voters like clockwork. As they move forward with this, this is only going to guarantee them a victory in 2020, and they're going to inflict severe, long-lasting damage to the Democratic Party, especially Joe Biden. So that televised statement from Vladimir Zelensky regarding his and Trump's phone conversation has gotten significantly less media attention than the transcript and the secondhand whistleblower report. Wouldn't you think the person on the other end of the line would be a very crucial piece, right? If it's alleged that if I'm alleged to have committed a crime against you and you refute that allegation, there is no case. And that's what we have here in the case of Trump and Zelensky. But the Democrats are going to ignore that crucial factor and double down on the secondhand whistleblower report that's led to a transcript of a call showing no impeachable offense. And the president, being the head of the executive branch, rightfully questions Zelensky on Joe Biden's quid pro quo scandal regarding his son Hunter Biden and his involvement with Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company. The whistleblower complaint refutes allegations of Trump's involvement in a quid pro quo with Zelensky in its very logic. The complaint states it wasn't clear Ukraine was even aware the United States was withholding military aid. You know, you can't be leveraged if you don't know something's not being done. So if one side does not know the leverage the other side possesses to obtain what it's looking for, a quid pro quo is not possible. You know? So regardless of what the House of Representatives decides on going forward with impeachment, amid Pelosi's declaration of an inquiry, the inquiry is dead on arrival in the Senate. Even if it passes the House, the action needed to remove the president would require a two-thirds majority vote in the Republican Senate in favor of the inquiry. And McConnell will shut it down. Just boom, just bam, you know. It's going nowhere. And this will leave egg on the faces of Pelosi and the rest of the Democratic Party, including in the Senate, and including running for the Democratic presidential nomination. So given the current circumstances, impeachment helps Trump and hurts Biden in every way. They got nothing on the president aside from Schiff's parody rendition of the phone call, which also resulted in egg on face. He's got nothing but political gain to acquire while watching frontrunner Biden's poll numbers decline rapidly as they inch ever closer to those important Democratic primaries. the Democrats have placed the entire stack of chips on one hand, nearly 12 months away from the next election, which is precarious. It's a precarious move. It, in the incredibly unlikely event of impeachment leading to removal from office, they get Mike Pence, who the Democrats hate nearly as much as the current duly elected president. In the event of impeachment trials that fail, the Democrats lose all credibility necessary to compete with Trump going into the 2020 election. Trump has the House advantage going into the impeachment circus, and the Democrats are sitting at a slot machine. And, you know, this is essentially, people, a very bold move to undo the results of the 2016 election. And it's going to fail. When it fails, we're likely to see a landslide, the likes of which we've never seen. I mean, I was alive when Nixon beat McGovern. And I mean, you know, I grew up in a Republican household, so there was much rejoicing in the household that election night. I remember it well, and I didn't know what this landslide was, but I noticed that, like, you know, McGovern had very little, and Nixon had a whole bunch. So we're liable to see that again. And we might see a red house come out of this, too. I'll be talking to you again in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.